From Queensland, this is VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. The text edition is available by contacting Q News at wia.org.au.
Hello, I'm Jeff Emery, VK4ZPP, and I've been thinking. I was impressed this week to see the WIA posting news from the IARU Region 3 meeting in Korea. Often this type of involvement is overlooked when the membership renewal arrives, and we start to think about the home budget and the value we get from being a member. In the great scheme of regulation and advocacy, the International Amateur Radio Union is an important part of maintaining consistency in international planning spectrum usage for us amateurs. With the World Administrative Conference around the corner in 2019, there is much negotiation and burning of midnight oil in preparation. Not the least of that is the fact that many sectors of the user groups are pressing for greater access to RF, and regulators are trying to accommodate the various claims, and it all should mesh. One of the biggest demands for bandwidth in the microwave bands is the exponential expansion with the coming of the Internet of Things and the impending release of 5G mobile standards. Then there is the matter of compatibility of service requirements between users of HF radio spectrum. Already as the NBN progresses its rollout, amateurs are reporting interference from internet equipment radiation into amateur station equipment. The fact that we amateurs are primary users of particular segments should ensure that we are protected, and faults such as these are quickly remediated. Then think back a couple of weeks and we have the instructions to US Coast Guard vessels to minimise the use of LED lights because of the interference they are causing to electronic systems on board. Ambient noise levels have been increasing because of what has been dubbed electronic smog, as switch mode power supplies, solar photovoltaic regulators, LED lights and on and on. Ask a consistent HF operator what the bands are like and then what the noise level at their QDH has become. It's not a pretty picture. As poor as the compliance is to the standards that should help remove the electronic trash, just think how much worse it would be if there was no attempt at control. If there was no ITU oversight of standards and coordination and the manufacturers and service providers could just do what the best money return would allow, just think, there would be little standardisation until perhaps a monopoly won the technology war. So as amateurs pool their expertise in conferences like the one in Seoul, we should all be thankful that we do have a system and an input in the protection of our recreation. Without the dedication of these people in negotiating, on an international platform, we would be without the bands, the modes, and the operating privileges we enjoy. I'm Jeff Emery, and that's what I think. How about you?
From Queensland, this has been VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. We thank our rebroadcast team and you for listening. And remember, internet text of this news is available by dropping a note to QNews at wia.org.au.